Whoso reciteth this prayer with lowliness and fervor will bring gladness and joy to the heart of this servant. It will be even as meeting him face to face. He is the all-glorious. O God, my God, lowly and tearful, I raise my suppliant hands to thee and cover my face in the dust of that threshold of thine, exalted above the knowledge of the learned and the praise of all that glorify thee. Graciously look upon thy servant, humble and lowly at thy door, with the glances of the eye of thy mercy, and immerse him in the ocean of thine eternal grace. Lord, he is a poor and lowly servant of thine, enthralled and imploring thee, captive in thy hand, praying fervently to thee, trusting in thee, in tears before thy face, calling to thee and beseeching thee, saying, O Lord my God, give me thy grace to serve thy loved ones. Strengthen me in my servitude to thee. Illumine my brow with the light of adoration in thy court of holiness and of prayer to thy kingdom of grandeur. Help me to be selfless at the heavenly entrance of thy gate, and aid me to be detached from all things within thy holy precincts. Lord, give me to drink from the chalice of selflessness. With its robe clothe me, and in its ocean immerse me. Make me as dust in the pathway of thy loved ones, and grant that I may offer up my soul for the earth, ennobled by the footsteps of thy chosen ones in thy path, O Lord of glory, in the highest. With this prayer to thy servant, call thee at dawntide and in the night season. Fulfill his heart's desire, O Lord. Illumine his heart, gladden his bosom, kindle his light, that he may serve thy cause and thy servants. Thou art the bestower, the pitiful, the most bountiful, the gracious, the merciful, the compassionate. Abdul Baha.
From the Baha'i Daily Readings, March 17th, the Fast. Thus have we recounted unto you the tales of the one true God, and sent down unto you the things he had preordained, that haply ye may ask forgiveness of him, may return unto him, may truly repent, may realize your misdeeds, may shake off your slumber, may be roused from your heedlessness, may atone for the things that have escaped you, and be of them that do good. Wherefore hearken ye unto my speech, and return ye to God and repent, that he, through his grace, may have mercy upon you, may wash away your sins, and forgive your trespasses. The greatness of his mercy surpasseth the fury of his wrath, and his grace encompasseth all who have been called into being and been clothed with the robe of life, be they of the past or the future. Baha'u'llah, Gleanings from the Writings of Baha'u'llah.
O thou Lord of wondrous grace, bestow upon us new blessings. Give to us the freshness of the spring. We are saplings which have been planted by the fingers of thy bounty and have been formed out of the water and clay of thy tender affection.
Prayer revealed by Baha'u'llah. Magnified be thy name, O my God, for that thou hast manifested the day which is the King of Days, the day which thou didst announce unto thy chosen ones and thy prophets in thy most excellent tablets, the day whereon thou didst shed the splendor of the glory of all thy names upon all created things. Great is his blessedness, whosoever hath set himself towards thee and entered thy presence and caught the accents of thy voice. I beseech thee, O my Lord, by the name of him round whom circleth in adoration the kingdom of thy name, that thou wilt graciously assist them that are dear to thee, to glorify thy word among thy servants, and to shed abroad thy praise amidst thy creatures, so that the ecstasies of thy revelation may fill the souls of all the dwellers of thine earth. Since thou hast guided them, O my God, unto the living waters of thy grace, grant by thy bounty that they may not be kept back from thee. And since thou hast summoned them to the habitation of thy home and thy throne, drive them not out from thy presence through thy loving kindness. Send down upon them what shall wholly detach them from aught else except thee, and make them able to soar in the atmosphere of thy nearness in such wise that neither the ascendancy of the oppressor nor the suggestions of them that have disbelieved in thy most august and most mighty self shall be capable of keeping them back from thee.
Thank God that ye have come into the plane of existence in this radiant century, wherein the bestowals of God are appearing from all directions, when the doors of the kingdom have been opened unto you, and the call of God is being raised, and the virtues of the human world are in the process of unfoldment. The day has come when all darkness is to be dispelled, and the Sun of Truth shall shine forth radiantly. This time of the world may be likened to the equinoctial in the annual cycle. For verily, this is the spring season of God. In the holy books, a promise is given that the springtime of God shall make itself manifest. Jerusalem, the holy city, shall descend from heaven. Zion shall leap forth and dance, and the holy land shall be submerged in the ocean of divine effulgence. At the time of the vernal equinox, in the material world, a wonderful, vibrant energy and a new life quickening is observed everywhere in the vegetable kingdom. The animal and human kingdoms are resuscitated and move forward with new impulse. The whole world is born anew, resurrected. Gentle zephyrs are set in motion, wafting and fragrant. Flowers bloom. The trees are in blossom. The air temperate and delightful. How pleasant and beautiful become the mountains, fields, and meadows. Likewise, the spiritual bounty and springtime of God quicken the world of humanity with a new animus and vivification. All the virtues which have been deposited and potential in human hearts are being revealed from that reality as flowers and blossoms from divine gardens. It is a day of joy, a time of happiness, a period of spiritual growth. I beg of God that this divine civilization may have the fullest impression and effect upon you. May you become as growing plants. May the trees of your hearts bring forth new leaves and variegated blossoms. May ideal fruits appear from them in order that the world of humanity, which has grown and developed in material civilization, may be quickened in the bringing forth of spiritual ideals. Just as human intellects have revealed the secrets of matter and have brought forth from the realm of the invisible the mysteries of nature, may minds and spirits likewise come into the knowledge of the verities of God, and the realities of the kingdom be made manifest in human hearts. Then the world will be the paradise of Abha. The standard of the most great peace will be borne aloft, and the oneness of the world of humanity in all its beauty, glory, and significance will become apparent. And now in your presence, I wish to pray on your behalf. Let your hearts be attentive and directed to the kingdom of Abha. Abdu'l-Bahá.
In the spring, there are clouds which send down the precious rain, the musk-scented breezes, and the life-giving zephyrs. The air is perfectly temperate. The rain falls, the sun shines, the fecundating winds waft the clouds. The world is renewed, and the breath of life appears in plants, in animals, and in men. Earthly beings pass from one condition to another. Abdu'l-Bahá.
This period of time is the promised age, the assembling of the human race to the resurrection day, and now is the great day of judgment. Soon, the whole world, as in springtime, will change its garb. The turning and falling of the autumn leaves is past. The bleakness of the wintertime is over. The new year hath appeared, and the spiritual springtime is at hand. The black earth is becoming a verdant garden. The deserts and mountains are teeming with red flowers. From the borders of the wilderness, the tall grasses are standing like advance guards before the cypress and jasmine trees, while the birds are singing among the rose branches like the angels in the highest heavens, announcing the glad tidings of the approach of that spiritual spring. And the sweet music of their voices is causing the real essence of all things to move and quiver. Abdu'l-Bahá.
Glory to thee, O my God. The first stirrings of the spring of thy grace have appeared and clothed thy earth with verdure. The clouds of the heaven of thy bounty have rained their rains on this city, within whose walls is imprisoned him who is the desire of the salvation of thy creatures. Through it the soil of the city hath been decked forth, and its trees clothed with foliage, and its inhabitants gladdened. The hearts of thy dear ones, however, will rejoice only at the divine springtime of thy tender mercies, whereby the heart are quickened and the soul are renewed, and the trees of human existence bear their fruits. The plants that have sprung forth, O my Lord, in the hearts of thy loved ones have withered away. Send down then upon them from the clouds of thy spirit that which will cause the tender herbs of thy knowledge and wisdom to grow within their breasts. Rejoice then their hearts with the proclamation of thy cause and the exaltation of thy sovereignty. Their eyes, O my Lord, are expectantly turned in the direction of thy bounty, and their faces are set towards the horizon of thy grace. Suffer them not, though, thy bounty, to be deprived of thy grace. Potent art thou, by thy sovereign might, over all things. No God is there but thee, the Almighty, the help in peril, the self-subsisting. Baha'u'llah.
Every time I turn my gaze to thine earth, Baha'u'llah addresses God, I am made to recognize the evidences of thy power and the tokens of thy bounty. And when I behold the sea, I find that it speaketh to me of thy majesty and of thy potency, of thy might and of thy sovereignty and thy grandeur.
Gleanings of Baha'u'llah. The potentialities inherent in the station of man, the full measure of his destiny on earth, the innate excellence of his reality, must all be manifested in this promised day of God.